Stacy and Jay Spoo.
Hey, Stacy and Jay Spoo. It's Candace King here. I am an emotional intelligence life coach, and I focus on women and mentoring parents of teens and teens. My passion is emotions, and I believe they are really important in the way that we navigate life. And the statement of should we scold our kids in public very much speaks into how this is emotionally driven. My opinion is that we shouldn't scold our kids in public, and I know this might be a sensitive topic, and it's because as parents we don't like to be told how to raise our kids. It's like when you have your mom-in-law who means well come and tell you what to do with your newborn baby, you obviously get defensive, right? So let's put the defenses aside and just try and understand what impact this has on your kid. So when you are scolding your child in public, they go into a shameful space. Now, shame is about I am a bad person, as opposed to guilt, which is I did something bad. Because kids are young, they can't distinguish between I am a bad person or my behavior is bad. So shame drives this intensely painful feeling and experience, which allows them to begin to believe that they are flawed, that they are not good enough. And having repeated shameful experiences like being scolded in public can drive this disconnection of feeling unworthy of love and unworthy of belonging. And this shows up time and time again in my teen clients, in my adult woman clients, of not feeling worthy of love, not feeling that sense of connection, and not feeling that sense of belonging, which as human beings we all need. So if we're constantly driving these shameful experiences, the child cannot disconnect from I am bad to my behavior is bad. So I want to encourage you as parents to start exploring your emotional landscape. Start looking at your patterns of what is triggering you to scold your child in public. It might give you a deeper understanding of why you react like you do, or possibly you're on autopilot and react without thinking. And what you can do differently to maybe step into a space of curiosity and understanding. Maybe taking 5 breaths just to calm down, and then engaging and explaining to the child why the behavior or the way that they've acted is not acceptable. We need to reinforce this with kids because it doesn't just happen on the first occasion. But yeah, I want to encourage you to explore the side of you. So I hope that helps, and thanks for the opportunity to share my insights into emotions.